Shaul once said, more than once, he said we should learn Chafetz Chaim. We should try to learn Chafetz Chaim. Maybe if everyone wants together, maybe we can learn together. If everyone wants to, for sure, every day, we can start reading like from this book. Lesson a day, try to read a page. Everyone wants to listen to the Rav. Maybe we could do another thing that he said. So maybe, you know, listen to this. So he's, usually he's good. Usually his advice helps us. So
He said it
a few months ago, but he said last year and this year. I heard him say it twice.
I like that idea.
So he said twice. He said in the shir, just try to start maybe. Try to go.
You've already done.
No, so
at
ready,
least
the Dafyomi and the Dafyomi should be to do it. So we went through the book more than once. We already finished all the book, we do it more than once. And this year also, try to listen to the Rav, usually can't go wrong. And Chafetz Chaim safer, try to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. So start from this book. It's a pretty easy book. I mean, it's put down like in English. Fine. So start from the day one. So Chafetz Chaim starts in his introduction to Sefer Chafetz Chaim to the five, the source of the exile. Chafetz Chaim begins his Sefer by painting a picture of the world and our place in it. He begins, Hashem separated us as a nation. He gave us his precious Torah and brought us into Eretz Yisrael. He says, why? For what purpose were we chosen? Chafetz Chaim answers, we were chosen to reform Hashem mitzvot and thereby earn enormous goodness and reward in this world and the next. However, Hashem's gifts are given in a manner totally different from human beings. A person who resents his gift and then sees the recipient doesn't appreciate its value might feel inclined to take the item back. He might reason, if the recipient doesn't recognize its value, the gift should go to someone who recognizes the value. Hashem acts differently. When in earlier generations he saw that we did not appreciate his Torah, he sent us prophets to help us recognize the value of his most precious gift. When the era of prophecy came to an end, the start of the Second Temple, we still lived in our precious land, the divine presence still rested in the Beis HaMikdash, providing us with a golden opportunity to serve Hashem and fulfill all his commandments in the way he desires. But when we became entangled in the web of sin asinu and baseless sanctuary and lashon hara, this brought the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed and we were exiled from our land. So as Chaim states, from then until now, each and every day we pray to Hashem to bring us near to Him, as He promises many times throughout His Torah. Yet He has not answered our pleas. Chafetz Chaim concludes, we are the ones at blame for this. The 2,000-year-old exile is not a continuous punishment for the sins of those who lived during the Second Temple period. Hashem stands ready to end the exile immediately, were not for the sin of Shechinah and Lashon Hara, which continue to wreak destruction among our people. That's the first part of the introduction. Shkaya, 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 Let's see the Mishnah. Afishnayim Eidim or Shlosha Eidim Yuma Samis. This is the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk Eid Torah says, what does it say? In the Varim Yuzayin Vav says, through the mouth of the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, the dead man should die. Which means the dead man should be put to death, because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Nachman said, why is he a dead man? Since he already did an Aveira, Shemayim is already a dead man. Since through the testimony of two or three witnesses, the dead man should be put to death. The guy who did that there should be put to death.
This is
the guy that is over. The pasuk is in a normal case. Before our drushes, the pasuk is a regular scenario. Right? Two Adim come to Besin and say, Reuven killed Shimon. The Torah says, we believe two witnesses. Maybe we don't believe witnesses. Who said witnesses and we believe them? The Torah gives validity to two witnesses. Right? So it says, through the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, we kill someone. Rabbi Hillel, that's good. Oh. So what's the obvious question? The Mishnah says, "In miskayemes ha'edus b'shnayim." If the testimony is accepted and fulfilled by the mouth of two edim, lama parat hakasuf b'shleisha. Why does the pasuk have to specify that we believe three? It's obvious. If two people, two witnesses are enough to accept their testimony, it's enough evidence for Besdin to kill this guy, to kill the person that's testifying on. For sure, three of them are enough to testify against this person, against the person being accused. So why does the Torah have to tell this? So what does Mishnah say? Ella, rather, what's the rather? Rather, it's not telling you the simple pshat. Right? You were thinking it's kind for pashup pshat. The simple meaning is three of them are accepted. I don't need that. Ella, rather, it's kind to tell me a different Ella. Ella lahakish. Rather, it's kind to teach me a halach to make a hekish. Yeah, that's the Ella. Hashem sent me a thing, a light. What's the Ella? Rather, it was switching. I mean, you thought, we thought that's pashup shah, that's kind of tell me three Adam are accepted, saying it's not the pshah. It didn't come to a simple meaning. I don't need it. Ella, rather, it's kind to tell me a new halach, a lahakish, to make a hekish, which means to make a comparison. Because one of the ways to darshan is whenever two words are sitting near each other, right? Then the Torah is telling me to compare the halachas from one to the other. That's called a hekish. Hekish, when the Torah writes, let's say in this case, shnayim near shlosha, it's telling you that you can compare the halachas to each other. Whatever halachas one has, the same halachas apply to its neighboring word. Or it doesn't have to be exactly near it, within a few words, usually that's a hekish. Usually it's in the same pasuk, almost always.
So
hekish also has to be passed down. You can't just make your own hekish when you're in the mood. Right, also it has to be halacha mashmisinai. Masar from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because you're like Zerushal and Hekesh have to be from your Rebbe. You can't make them up. Right? Good. Even a Tana couldn't make up a Hekesh on his own. Good. So Elo rather was saying Lahakesh. He's teaching me a new halacha. I learned that of Hekesh, not the Pashup Shah. What's the Hekesh? It's kind of teaching me like this. How are we comparing three to two? Ma Shloisha, Ma Zimin, Hasashnayim. Just like three people could do Hazama and make Shnayim Edim into Edim Zomin. Acha Shnayim, also two Yizum Wesagim, could go and do Hazama on three. Let's just read this, we'll explain. We nine Afilu Meya. How do we know that two could even go against 100? Tamalem or Edim. Now, what does this mean? It means like this. We know the Torah teaches us a rule, a chiddush, that when we, in a case of Edim Zomin, the first group comes in and says, we saw Reuven Kel Shimon, 9 a.m. Sunday morning, in Yerushalayim. Come to the second group. Says, no, you're with us, 9 a.m. in Bnei Brak. On Sunday morning. Torah says, Chiddush, you believe group two. Right? That's the Torah's Chiddush. Meaning, group one is saying we were in Yerushalayim. Group two is saying you were with us in Bnei Brak. So, in front of Beis Din, it's equal. Two saying they were in Yerushalayim. Two saying they were in Bnei Brak. How do you know to believe the second group that they were in Bnei Brak? It's a Chiddush. That's what Torah says. That's the Chiddush of Edom Zayin. Good. Now, maybe I would think, when do we say that Chiddush? Maybe if there's a majority. If group two has three, and the first group has two. Maybe that's what we say this Chiddush only.
Right here, you have over here. Group one and group two. Four.
So it's a group one and group two. Right here's group one. Now over here, group one. Here and then group two. Right? So if group number one has two guys, right? Group number two has three guys. So then I understand three are majority over two. So maybe the Torah says, Edom Zayin, if they are more, then they can knock them out. What about if group number one has three? And then group number two has two. So who told me if they're the minority, they could come against group number three? Comes the Mishnah and says, that's what we're telling you. The Pasuk is telling you that two is like three. That's the Hekesh. The Torah says, Shnayim Edom, they're like Shloshim. Just like three. It's obvious that this is the Torah's case of Edom Zayin. Three could go against two. So two could go against three. That's our Hekish. Good. So we said, why is the Torah telling me three? It's simple. Say, it's not going for the regular. It's going to tell you this fancy Allah. Just I would think the Torah's case of Edom Zayin is only that three could knock out two. Because I would think that they're the majority. How do I know when they're the minority? They're still stronger. The Torah tells me the Kaddish. Two is like three. Which means the Torah is teaching me that it's not because they're a majority. In the Zayin, the reason why this group two is believed is not only because they're a majority. It's a special halacha. We believe group two, or the second group, over the first group. That's halacha. I would think that Torah only believes group two if you're a majority and you came second, then you're stronger than group number one. Because the Hekesh teaches me, no. Even if group two has only two, and this is three, still we believe group two. That's the Chiddush. Nothing to do with majority. Group two rules. Group two is always stronger than group one. That's the Chiddush. So that's what the Pasuk came to teach me. And what do you want to ask? Now it's clear? Fine. So that's our Mishnah again. So let's see the Ella again. Let's see the Mishnah of Ella. We'll read it inside again. The third line of Mishnah. Ella, we said, rather, Lahakish. The Torah is teaching me to make a Hekesh. Ma Shloisha. What is it that by three, Mazim and Esa Shnaim, they could do Hazama and go against two, just like that would be simple to me that that's the Torah's case. Achashnayim, so too when the second group has two, use Musa Gimel. They could do Hazama and knock out the first group, which has three, even though the minority is still stronger. So that's the Chiddush. And that's what the Torah is teaching me by telling me three. Minaye and Afilo Me. How do we know even Meya, even if the first group has 100? Let's say the group two has two. And group one has 100. Right? Group one comes and says they have 100. Comes group two with two. How do we know even in this case, group two is stronger than 100? Now Reuben asked a good question. He said, what do you mean? If two is stronger than three, so that means I don't care about majority, right? It should be obvious to me that two could also be stronger than one, than 100, right? Once you tell me two is stronger than three, right? So I don't care that the second groups are right? You're strong. So why is it time to tell me you do Kiddush? They said because the mission we had on Amud Aleph, we had a sheet that was saying, maybe you're afraid there are instances. If you have two guys saying 100 guys are with us, then we had a sheet that said, maybe you should assume that they're just a bunch of fakers. These guys are phonies. Right? Every guy who comes, they say, you're with us.
Right,
so he was saying, no, even two could go against 100. We don't assume that these guys are liars. And we accept even two against even 100. That's what Ruben wants to say. That's where you need an extra chiddush. Really, it's a good kasha. If you tell me two is stronger than three, I don't care about majority.
Right.
So two, of course two is stronger than 100. Say no. Maybe by 100 already, you think these two guys, maybe they're liars. No. Two could even go against 100. Wow. Just what's a little tricky is, what's the drush? How did Gemara say we know that? Now, how do we, what does the Mishnah say?
But they're not going against 100. The groups are going against one group that's 100. So what's the
Nachama.
That's
Aedim.
That's the answer.
That Adam, in a way, you're saying Nimar is Drusha, but you're asking a Svaro from the Drusha. You're asking
unless
a logic.
Unless
Ruben is saying very good.
Really, that's the answer.
In the Drusha, you're asking a Svaro, or for, you want to know what the Drusha is?
You said, if we already learned that two can go, that two can go. Nullify the majority, why do we need to learn, why do we need this question of
two
to of 100?
Go ahead.
Right?
Go ahead.
You said the answer is that. What's the answer that the two might be a Zoyman?
If
what is the answer?
Maybe the two. Maybe Ruben wanted to tell me. I think it's a nice chat that maybe if two guys go against three, so it makes sense that they're saying the truth. That all you three guys are with us in Bnei Brak. If the two guys go against 100, that every single one of you 100 guys weren't in Yerushalayim, and you were all with us in a pizza shop in Bnei Brak, that sounds a little funny, like Rabbi Kiva wanted to say on Amud Aleph. Maybe you two guys are istatists. Maybe you're a bunch of phonies, right? Comes here and the Mishnah says, no, even in that case, we still believe the two. Like, we don't have to be chayshish for istatis, which we had a big machlekes in Amud Aleph, before Pesach, a long time ago, but we had a whole machlekes about it. It's not pashut. Our Mishnah.
There was multiple groups coming one after another.
Say that was only, if the whole chayshish is this only with multiple groups, this is one, this is when they came.
Yeah, this is one group.
And he's saying, so why is it?
Over there,
but still
nobody
chashash.
Would hold, there was no chashash by anybody over there to hold that one group with 100 races. If one group with 100 comes, there's no...
But we had that case, we had two against 100, we had in that case.
Oh.
I'm saying, but we had such a case, how do you know we don't care about instances then?
What's the
difference?
The Mishnah told the difference. I don't know, but that was one
of
the...
We don't know, this
is a different case.
This case is teaching
about whether there's only one of 100 said. About up to 100
separate
groups.
Separate groups. But this case right here.
If there was one group of 100 and two come, you would never have a chashash.
Why? Why? Why not? It's the same thing. Isn't this? It's a crazy thing. You two guys have to do
every 100. Every group you always make as one. But that's what this is coming to teach us right now. Adam. The Adam, no matter how many groups it is, always considered as one.
You're in the drusha. He's asking this logic. You're telling me the answer in the drusha. The more why he's saying. Why would I think? Okay.
We haven't learned it until now. That's my point.
Yeah, no, but he's saying, fine.
That's why he's asking the question. That's why he's bringing this question right now. We never learned it until this question. You brought a case of groups before.
Right, but he wants to say they're different.
Groups, then you can learn that this is not the case of groups.
Right. So he's saying it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So he's saying it doesn't matter. And that's the Mechidish Mishnah.
That's
this case. That's
what this case is.
If I look at it, it's clear.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. That was what Ruben said. It could be worked on afterwards, that idiom. I don't know. It's definitely a good question. That answer, you could talk about the answer, it's definitely a good question. You tell me two against three, you don't care if the majority, so why need another judge of two against three? The question is definitely a good question. If you don't like this answer, maybe I'm sure there's more.
Maybe they just made it the contrast over there.
Maybe.
Where over there they brought 100 groups, over here they're bringing 100 to show that in this case it's all considered one.
Maybe.
Where over there there's an issue of is this, over here they're bringing the same lashon in order to bring it that it's one group.
Yeah, could be. Hey, that's what everyone's saying. Could be. Everybody's saying a lot of good things. Everything's open. Good, so again, so what was the drusha? So now it's a little tricky what the drusha is. I mean, this just needs like a little work. The Taisir of Hanan here, what did Mar say? How do you know when two could even go against 100? For some reason, we wouldn't know it. How do you know two could go against 100? Wasn't what I say, because the public says Aiden. But are we in the world of a drusha right now? What's our drusha now? We're making a drusha in the public. We're saying Afishnayim Aiden, which is going on who? On the Aiden Zayimim, right? Two Aiden, or Shlisha Aiden, right? Which means if the second group has two, even if the second group has two or has three, you always kill them. And even if the second group only has two, they're still stronger than the first group. So how do you see the word Aiden? So what do you see with the word Aiden? And we're trying to figure out, I mean, what do you say? What does the pasuk mean? Afishleisha Aiden, right? If the second group has three, or Pishnayim if they have two, or if they have three, they could go against this guy. They said, how do you know even if this group has two, this guy group has 100, these guys are still stronger? The next word that the pasuk says, Aiden, which is referring to these guys. That makes sense just now. We say, Afishnayim Aiden, or Shlisha Aiden is going on these. Afishnayim or Shlisha is going on these guys, the second group. The guy who the second group is coming in. Saying, how do you know even if the first group has 100, you're still stronger? They said, Aiden. That didn't make sense. You didn't flow. But that word drush of Aiden is going on who? On the first group or the second group? It's not going to the second group.
Yeah,
so Pashup Shah said, Pashup Shah, if you read the words, simply it's going to say, how do you know even if this group is there's 100? So I'm learning Aiden, that they're Aiden. So what's the Pshat? So Rabbi Hananel says, on, it's really fine with Mechana, it's not over here, it's on, hey, it's on Baba Brahma, what do you want to say? That really means
that Aiden means that we're true, that escalated, that counted as Aiden, and Aiden we know good.
So Aiden, because what does the Pasuk say? Afishnayim Aiden, two witnesses.
Right.
Really, you could have just said Afishnayim, Aishleisha, you must have mace. Two or three, the mace died. Why does it say Afishnayim Aiden, or Shleisha Aiden?
Once you
just have
two, you have Aiden.
So Shnayim Aiden is really four. Shnayim is two. Eidim is plural, witnesses is two. So that means four. That's what Rabbi Hananel says. Okay. So that means you're telling me when it's really Shnayim and Eidim, two and four is all the same. Api Shnayim.
Can't you say similar that when you say Eidim, that the Torah is specifying that they're Eidim, doesn't matter against how many?
No, but it says the word Shnayim. How do you see that from the word Eidim?
Look at the puzzle.
Because the puzzle of Shnayim specifies that they're Eidim. They consider the Eidim, and Eidim we know can go against anyone. There's no number that Eidim can't go against.
Okay, so this is the same.
We learned that from the Aiden.
From where Aiden.
Well, he's learned from the Pasuk. Abishnaim Aiden.
So the fact that
not the two Aiden, or Abishnaim Shalosh Aiden. Right? So it's saying that two is the same as three. It's one. You see what I'm saying? That Aiden is Aiden.
Yeah, we want to know. You tell me two is the same as three. For some reason, we want to know how do you know two is even stronger. I want to know how to know two is almost like 100. That's really the Gemara's question. Because that they could even go on. I want to know though these two are equal 100
now. This is Aiden.
Doesn't the Shlosha teach us that?
That was the Gemara's mission. That only teaches us who is like
two,
three. I don't know who is like 100. That they can even go against 100.
Like this. I'm saying in the case of two, it's an Aiden. In the case of three, it's an Aiden. So Aiden is Aiden.
But that's what the mission still. For some reason, the mission didn't know that. Everybody's saying that. The mission said, how do you know they can even go against 100? It said, you told me two, three, go against two. You told me two, go against three, which tells me. That, which in other words means two are even as strong as three.
Right.
Because they go against three.
As strong as 100.
That's the third step. How do you know two can even go against 100? Which means how do you know they're as strong as 100?
We learned it from
three. Tamil Leymar, it's not because Leymar needs a new drush.
No, we learned it from Aiden.
It's from Aiden.
Well, we learned that somewhere else. That two can go against any number of Aiden.
Right.
First, how do you, this is here. This is the card. This is it.
This is the place where you learned it from?
Yeah, this is where here. This is the address. So just what's the drush exactly? But we're trying to understand. Go to the Mishnah. Clearly. So that would mean, you tell me two is like three, which means two could even go against three, which means they're as strong as three. They're as powerful to go against three. But how do I know they're even as powerful to go against 100? Which means, how do I know two have a power of 100? Now, I'm going to so I'm just asking, how do you see the word Aiden, that they're like 100? How do I know in those words Aiden? Just show me the fun that there are two Aiden. So the Tesla and Rabbi Hananel will deal with this issue exactly. How do you see it? So Rabbi Hananel, if you look at Rabbi Hananel, it's really on Vav Amaral. I mean, it really goes back to our daf. It's really Chanano. If you want to look inside on this Mishnah, he says it's really a Vav Amud Aleph, right where the lines get a little wide, meaning that it's Vahad the Gemara. It's going to be. So the what is that? Fishnayim edim, ashloish edim chula. Minayin afilu hein mei atam lomer edim pirush. Kishayim shegimul edim azim and beis. First, this is the first step in the Gemara. Just like three people could go against two, kach beis azim and gimul two could go against two. Minayin afilu kol. How do you know even 100? Which means what's the scenario? Sheidu shebeis. Kuf sheidu. What's the story? Shebeis by two people come. Umazim and asam. And they go against them, the two go against the 100. How do I know they're strong enough to go against the 100? Tamalari eid, kolaymar, meaning to say. What did he say? Here's the way he said. Ki din ha eidus miskayemes bebeis. The halacha of eidus applies to two. Kamaish miskayemes bekuf, just like it applies to 100. Meaning, nimtis, eidus kuf. Okay, eidus beis. We're teaching you that two eidim are like 100. That's what he says. Two are equal to 100. Kach, so do le inin azama. Two are like 100. He's saying, really? When we're saying the word Eidim, in a way, we're really going back to the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk. That's the Alpishnayim Eidim, right? Which means you're saying two Eidim.
Is equal to three Eidim.
Alpishnayim Eidim. But he's saying, really, we have to understand from Taisus, because Taisus also says,
right, how about on the mouth of two Eidim, you get Eidim. On the mouth of three, you get Eidim.
How do you see that two could go against the 100? What's the drush? How do you see two?
So the two is equate the two to the three.
I know, but the Mishnah doesn't have, because the Mishnah doesn't, because it gets stopped, and I don't need a third drush.
Not learning it from you.
Right, why do I say that? I don't need a third drush.
It's not the two to the three, no, it is the word agent.
The fact that it says Adim, you could learn from the fact that it says two or three. So how do you see the fact that you have Adim for three? Well, the fact that you have Adim for three shows you that Adim are Adim, whatever the number.
So this is whatever
the proof. Why did the Pasuk say Adim in the word?
This is the proof. This is the proof of Adim. I don't care. You're as powerful as other guys. You are called Adim.
Why did the right? Why did the Pasuk use the word Adim? It could have said, like you said, on the mouth of two to three, on the mouth of three to two. It didn't have to conclude each one with Adim. On the mouth of two, Adim. On the mouth of three, Adim. What does that come to be? Just that Adim is Adim, and no matter if it's two or three 100. Or 100, it's Adim.
You look at the pasuk, it's like he's saying there's an extra Adim.
Yeah, the fun. That's the
truth. From the extra Adim.
But how do you see it from there? Good. It's the extra
Adim. It says Adim after two, and it says Adim after three.
So
making the Adim is Adim.
Make two equal to three.
Same thing.
If you have two, three, four, five, six, seven, to 100,
it's all the same thing.
Fine. Adim is Adim. The Gemara doesn't say like what compared to the three. But it's the extra word Adim. After Shalosh, it's the Adim afterwards. Help me understand. You could have said Arba, it could have said four. It doesn't matter. It just says another number other than Shnayim, and it says Adim after that as well. So you're telling me Adim means
all numbers of Adim.
But what do you want to say?
We're not learning it from the word Shlosha at all.
It's just for the word Adim.
The other package is coming.
That is what the Mishnah says. Well,
Adim.
What is Ruben's question? His question is, if you learn from 3 to 2, that just like 3 kids over 5, 2 kids over 5, 3, that it's, why do you need to come on to 100, right? What was the question?
Right, why did they say that 2 could go against the 100? I mean, I see you don't care about majority. So two, as long as they're the second group, the Torah tells me they can go against three.
So the answer is like this. At this point, we didn't know that you can't go against the majority. Here we just simply learned two to three. That's it. And now we want to know how do you know it doesn't about.
Why can't I tell that from logic? That's logic.
Because you're limited to two to three.
Why am I limited?
You're limited
because they have two boxes. That's it.
Now we want to know how do you know the rule of majority.
Say it there. In a hekesh. No, that's not logic. In a hekesh, you could only take out whatever the chiddush is. You can't use your own logic. Meaning, the hekesh told me two is like three, three is like two. That's only the logic the hekesh told me you're allowed to say.
You can't go beyond that. You can't say why I need 100. You learn from your logic.
The only child that's called go beyond that. It could be that.
No, because listen to what you can say. You could say two is like three. Why can't you say two is like three? Because by two and by three, in both cases, you only have two kosher witnesses.
Right.
You only have a group of two. You don't have two groups of two. It's not two against four. You hear what I'm saying?
It's not so simple as that. That's not so simple as that. I'm doing it for. Fine, but it's the Taisa has a shot. It could be two, even two against four. But fine.
But you hear what I'm saying?
No, no, fine. No, that's but it's still not sufficient. If that you couldn't understand that from the Hekesh. You're right. You only take out a Hekesh what a Hekesh says. But it could be the way I understood originally. The Hekesh is telling you that's the way the Mefarshim say you don't care about majority. That's what. If that's the Hekesh.
But it's not telling you that.
That's
it's
what you want to learn.
Simply the, just telling I'll you it was like three. That's it. And how do you know this is
how do you know that it applies even to 100?
Even to the 100. Now, how do you know you can learn out the majority? That's when you need the Hekesh.
No, that's when you need Adam.
That's when you need Adam to give you the Hekesh. Meaning, yep. If that word Adam was not there, then you can't say it. It applies also to 100. You have to say it's not at 2 to 3.
I agree.
I hear what you're saying. I agree to your pshat, but I saw that people say pshat not like that. That's the only problem. If you, the Rishonim will learn the pshat not like that, they learn this telling me you don't care about majority, then it's a problem. Is that good?
Then there's no reason for that extra question.
Fine, to it, because I understand what you're saying.
We don't care about the majority, but how do we know that? From Adam.
And at
that point, we have that question. Meaning at the end, we don't care. But before you have Adam and before you ask that question, we didn't come on to that. We just learned 2 to 3. No. True, it should logically follow, and that's what prompted us to ask the question.
Fine, I apologize, I just remember seeing that. Fine. But the way you're saying it here, fine. Fine, that's the first time. I say, you're saying that was not, fine, here, I just, fine. How are you saying, just, I don't know why you couldn't see it exactly this. Fine, anyway, that's the Tanakam. Park Stern, we're trying to understand a little bit the Tanakam. Tanakam, it says, what's the Pasuk coming to teach me? We don't need to teach me three other more accepted. It's teaching me this Hekesh. Teach me the Halakha of Edom Zayman. God, that we don't care how many the first group has, the second group has two, they can knock them in. Good. That is the Tanakam. Comes Reb Shimon, he says, no, I have a different pshat. I have a different pshat. Which means, Pasha said, not arguing the Tanakam. He's saying, I want to learn something else. Like we've seen in Rashi, for sure, with Akiva also, they don't necessarily have to be arguing on each other in this Mishnah.
You can learn from multiple things from
Yeah, especially Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva for sure. That's a shita and shas.
Yeah.
They bring that over here. The shita and shas is that.
Yeah,
other. There's a problem. Ain't hekesh lamachta. The shita is all the other. You can't knock me out. You can't make a half a hekesh. So once I have two words, I can compare whatever I want. I can make. It's like Rabbi Kiva.
Unless the bridge is there, you can cross as many times.
Yeah. That's according to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi said Rabbi Shimon also could be. He's not arguing. He's saying another halal. Sure, Rabbi Kiva's like that. I don't know Rabbi Shimon, but he said the Tanakam says this is what I want to learn. Comes Rabbi Shimon. Comes Rav Shimon. Let's see Rav Shimon. Comes Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon. Oh, comes Rav Shimon. Our Rabbi said 2 weeks. Rav Shimon to be live. We have to start with Rav Shimon. Comes Rav Shimon. What's up? What's Rav Shimon by Chai say? Comes Rav Shimon. I've never said the Mishnayim Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon by Chai. Rav Shimon. Omer. Mashnayim in their rugged. Actually, the Mishnayim. Just like we learned something more earlier. We just had this right before the Mishnah. Just like two people don't get killed until you do hazam on both of them, right? Until the second group comes and says, both you guys from the first group with us, they don't knock out the first group, right? Right, Chana? What's the case of Edom Zomim? They have to say, the second group has to say that both of you guys are with us. So just like in a case when there's two Edom, they have to be as a Shneim. Af Shleisho, also three, Edom Ha'rogan Ashu Shloshtan Zomim. They do not get killed in the first group. So all three of them become Edom Zomim, which means, let's say the second group comes and says, only two of you guys were with us. And not the third guy. They're all off the hook. The second group has to come and say, all three of you guys were with us somewhere else.
This is Rabbi.
Does it matter who testified of the three that are Zomified?
They all testified.
They all testified?
All three.
How about two of the three said, we were all, but the third guy never said anything?
What, he never said anything? What did he?
That's Rabbi Akiva's case.
What? He didn't say I was with you.
He was just with them.
Well, let's get to Rabbi Kiva in a second. You're getting a little bit into Rabbi Kiva. And the shout out to Rabbi Kiva. But Padre, I pointed this case simple. The second group comes and says, let's say there only two of you guys are with us. Halacha is not good enough. Feel like this. What do we say? Like this. What do we say? We say, just like you have a halacha, that if you have two guys coming, right?
Just circles.
Circles?
That's a guy. That's a guy.
So just like you have.
It's easier.
Fine. Fine. You have two guys over here. scatter, just circle.
Circle, circle.
Fine. Good. Two guys come and say, we saw Ruben Kel Shimon Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Good. Two guys come and say, Ruben Kel Shimon Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Another two guys, another Aiden, come and say, no, you, both of you with us, somewhere else, that you both of you guys are with us, they become Aiden Zev, we kill them. Now, what about a case where you have three guys? One, two, three. These two guys that come and say, you two were with us. Right?
No.
And they don't say the third guys are with them. What's that halacha?
They all walk.
They all walk. Because, halacha, just like in this case, you have to do azaman both of them to knock them out. You have to say, both of you are with us. So that's so to in the case of three. Meaning we're comparing three to two. We're comparing three just like in the case of two. But they both have to be with us. So too in the case of three, they all have to be with us. If this guy wasn't with them, you're not a case of either zone. So that's what the Torah is comparing three to two. Right? So just like in the case of two, when the two Aiden came originally, they both had to be with us. So then when three came, they all three had to be with us. If this guy wasn't with us, they're all off the hook. They all three have to get Hazam.
So that's Rabbi Shimon with another teaching through...
Of the Hekesh.
Of the Hekesh.
Right. Okay. What are we comparing three and two? For a different halacha. Just like in the case of the original Adam at two, we have to say both of you are with us.
Different or another?
You don't have to say Rabbi Shimon is different. You don't have to say it's different.
You can say either or.
You can say even agree. We can see for sure Rashi holds Rabbi Akiva for sure, or Rabbi Akiva holds like everybody.
What do you go with that? What do you go with that first? To say additional, not different, right? You don't want to make
him a focus. I want to make my focus. Say in Rashi for sure, Rabbi Akiva, he spoke out in this case. According to, I don't know if sure Rabbi Shimon is sheet
the
chat.
Everyone's holding by the first one.
They don't have. I don't know. Meaning Rabbi Akiva
is holding by the first one.
Rabbi
Akiva
had a comment.
He did go with.
Rabbi Akiva Rashi
said he said you would do them. Not
Rashi, Rashi said they would be obvious, and I'm gonna, right. And I don't need the Hekesh to tell it to me because to me they're obvious.
That's
he's not arguing about
Rabbi Akiva. You're saying Rabbi Akiva says they're obvious, and therefore I'm giving you a third different.
A third new good because I'm giving you a third halacha, but I don't argue this halacha.
The obvious is the
we'll get to Rabbi Akiva. We'll get to Rabbi Akiva. Now let's get to Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So this is Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't necessarily have to be argued. In a Hekesh, you don't have to necessarily argue. You call the book. Fine. So this is Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Just like two don't get killed until they're both, until we, they say, just like by two, the two original Edom don't get killed until they both are accused as being Edom Zemim, they're both in a different place. Avshleisha, also in the case of three, in a Nehrogin, they don't get killed, until all three of them become Edom Zemim, and all three of them were in Bnei Brak on Sunday. Until they all three get zomified, it's either three or nothing. If only two of them are zomified, they're all off the hook. They all take a walk. Fine. Again, I mean, nine afilu meya. How do I know even if their original group had 100? How do I know that all 100 have to become zaymin, zomified? How do I know all 100? Tamalamer aiden. Again, the word aiden tells me plural. It helps me understand plural. That even if it's 100 in the first group, again, I have to zomify all of them. So again, you can ask the same question here. Also, why do you need another drasha? Maybe like Aram said, you need a drasha for each case. Fine. That is Rav Shimon. So far, so good. Let's just see Rashi in the Mishnah, the first Rashi. Ma'ashnaim in mazim in nerug ashes and mushnaim. Rashi, could the precious la'el, Rashi, I explained this earlier. Where's earlier? The last sugi, if you go a few Rashis up, it's important to see the Rashi. Rashi, about one, 8 lines before the Mishnah in Rashi. Before the our Mishnah in Rashi, go up 8 lines from Rashi. Rashi explains in the last sugi. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Ein nerug and achi zamu shneim. This is the same halacha. You only kill the edim zomim in these first group if you did hazam on both the chsev. The pasuk says, "Vehine behold, ed sheker ha'ed." He testified a false testimony. It said where he said ed. He testified one person. You got it, Reuben? On top of, go from our Mishnah, Rashi and our Mishnah.
Yeah.
Go 8 lines up.
Which
to go next? Eight Nehrug. Because Dara Meir, Shere it's a Mishnah. Ma Shnaim. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I missed that. It's Shere Rashi or Shere Amru. 10 lines.
Shere
Amru. Sorry, Shere Amru Chachamim. It's a Mishnah in Saita. Ma Shnaim, just like two.
Which one, Rashi?
Shahre.
Ah, one.
Rashi Shahre. The first one.
Shere Amru
good. Yeah. Masnisin, it's a mission in Masachas Saita. Ma Shnayim, just like by two. In Nehrugin, they do not get killed. until you do hazama on both of them. Because the pasuk says, "Vihine behold, eid sheker ha'eid." He testified a false testimony. No, it says eid. He testified one eid. Testified a false testimony. For amar ma'ani, call makkah shenamar eid. Every scenario, every place in the Torah where it says the word eid, even though it says a singular term, harei kan shnayim. You always understand that it's really a plural. It really means two. Even the Torah says singular eid, witness. It means two. It means witnesses. And until shegibrit l'cha akasa, it means unless the Torah specified echad. Unless the Torah specified eid echad, one witness, every time it says the word eid, it means really plural. Even though it says singular eid, witness, it really means witnesses.
That's a question. How come by the time it comes up, halacha is
not
by
a
few male
talmud
by
Rabbi
Shimon, halacha is not by the
few male,
but it's just by the shloisha.
I don't know.
You
can look up that halacha. Maybe it's the same halacha.
So if the first one is a male and the second one is a shloisha, not a male, you're mashma that the first limud does not include majority.
I'm actually, you have to look at the halacha. I mean, you're basing it on seeing letters.
Right.
You have to look at the halacha. Maybe, yeah, we have to look inside in the halacha. You have to look at the halacha to see what it says. I say you can learn from the letters just like to get an idea. You can't just guess from the letters
sure.
To know the whole thing.
Sure,
no, go ahead, hear me saying. Good. You're saying if they try to look it up over there.
Right.
Look it up, it'll be better. Fine, good. So again, so what do we say? So that's the drasha. Vihine eid sheker eid. So whenever it says eid, it tells you that it's a it means even plural. So just like the Torah says the eid has to become an eid zomim, we really mean both of them have to become an eid zomim, right? Even though the parasha eidim zomim it says singular, it means both, which means you don't become eidim zomim unless they both became an eid zomim. Good, fine. That was Rabbi Shimon. Oh, now we're learning that Rabbi Shimon is the right time of year. Now going to Rabbi Akiva. Also this time of year, Rabbi Akiva. The time to see right then. Rabbi Akiva is telling me to win. Now we're talking about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what did Rabbi Akiva say? No. He says, your two things, which Rashi explained, I agree with your halachas. But that's not what the drush, I don't need the drusha for that. That's simple to me. So, loy ba shlishi lahakil, elo lahachmir. This is the positive telling me the three is like two. It's not going to give me a leniency. Rather, it's going to give me a stringency. A love on him. Elo lahachmir, a love. Allah says, Dina, and give him the ruling kayyitzim ill like these. Which means like this. What's Reb Shimon trying to tell me? He's trying to tell me, let's say you have a case where there's three guys testified and only two of them are Edom Zayim, and what's the halacha?
You walk.
But our case is, you have three guys, and we only went against two of them. What's the halacha? They walk. Which means you're telling me that the pasuk is teaching me a leniency. That just like by two, you have to knock at all, both of them. So by three, you have to knock at all. So you're teaching me a leniency. That's what Shlosh is coming to teach me, right? Say that you won't. Because you know why? Rashi, this leniency, I couldn't understand this on my own. It's simple. Just like over here, you need every guy to be with you. Here also, you need all the guys to be with you. If you didn't say that all three of them were with you, then take a walk. That's simple to me, Rashi said. Rashi, that halacha is simple to me. I'm not arguing your halacha. Your halacha is true.
It has to be. It's not a simple, it has to be. These two guys, if you're considering this as one group,
these
two guys are testifying on that one group, all three of them would have had to have been there in order for them to testify against
them. Exactly, that's right.
You can only testify against two of them.
That's right.
It's impossible that this case exists.
If you two are a group, the Torah's looking at groups.
It's not much of a group. If those two people were actually with you, Ibn Abraham, they were with you.
No, I'm saying, if you're a group, if we're calling you a group, and you're a group, so just like over here, the whole group has to be with us. Rashi says it's a svar that this whole group, because the whole thing is you just tell me we're groups, we're going in groups now.
It's one.
Every guy is one group. Eight is going that you're one group. Right?
It's not logical for the fact that the first two guys were these two guys.
Right.
Happened to be. You're right, these actually were in Zomer. They were with those guys.
Yeah, but if you tell me over here, we need all these guys to be here to make it into the whole thing.
Thank you, Mr. Spitzer.
So here was Rashi says that he must be able to start. That's what Rashi says. We'll see Rashi. Rashi says, once you become a group, the Torah is viewing as groups. So if you as a group, we need to knock out the whole group.
There's one, you have to knock out.
If you're as one, so you also have to knock out. And so whenever you come, if you came as three, we have to knock out the whole group. Actually, he holds the svar. Fine, you could argue. Obviously, the Tanakhama holds like you, that you know it's not such a simple logic, and I don't want to know, meaning Tanakhama and Shimon holds it's not so simple, they're holding like you. Rabbi Akiva is saying, I could have understood that, it's not a brain storm for me, I don't need the pasuk to teach that to me. That I would have known on my own. Instead, meaning Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama held like you. Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama held like you, it's not so simple. But for sure we'll see in Rashi, Rashi says that's logic. Rashi says that's logic. That could, you're
is there a reason why structurally or that Rabbi Akiva says that you have to learn out a chumra and not a kula? Or just stand? Why?
Rashi is explaining, we'll see everything in Rashi clear. He's saying, you're learning out a leading, you're like trying to pull out of some leniency. Okay? All your halachas, I could have known on my own. Fine. So let's see Bezhem Rabbi Kiva tomorrow. So that's a little complicated Rashi and Rabbi Kiva. So Bezhem tomorrow, we'll try to see Rabbi Kiva. So we saw today the Tanakam and Rabbi Shem. Baruch Hashem, it's not easy. It's not easy stuff. Baruch Hashem.
It's
work. Tomorrow, hopefully, Rabbi Kiva will try to, everybody try to understand the Rashi and Rabbi Kiva. And it's a little complicated Rabbi Kiva's chat, but fine. Shkayach. Baruch Hashem.